The topics we're learning about include the meanings of Nichsi Milug and Nichsi Tzern Barzel. Nichsi Milug and Nichsi Tzern Barzel. When a woman gets married, her property and belongings remain hers, but her husband acquires certain rights to them in one of two ways. Nichsi Tzern Barzel are those properties which are assessed and written into the ksuba. The husband acquires all rights to them during the marriage. Therefore, in the event of divorce or the husband's death, these properties or their value must be returned to her at their assessed value at the time of the marriage. Any increase or decrease in value accrues to him. For the purpose of our Mishnah and many other halachas, they are considered his. Nichsi Milug are those properties which are not assessed and written into the ksuba. They remain in her possession, and the husband merely has the rights to its payers, its produce or profits. Therefore, in the event of divorce or the husband's death, these properties are returned to her at their current value at the time of the divorce. Any increase or decrease in value accrues to her. For the purposes of our Mishnah and many other halachas, they are considered hers. The Gemara will also teach the source for the halacha that the wife, servants, and animals of a kohen are allowed to eat truma, and several reasons why avdei milug in a prohibited marriage are not allowed to eat truma.